Welcome back to Tiger Talk. I thought we'd take the opportunity this week to talk with Activities Director Katie Conald and talk a little bit about what's coming up. But, you know, more importantly, we're about the halfway mark in the winter sports season. The basketball teams are about 10 games in. The wrestling teams are starting to gear up for the, regional competition right. And so on and so forth. But the next couple of weeks are kind of huge weeks momentum-wise for both the basketball and wrestling programs. So let's talk about a little bit about the halfway mark. How are things going?
Sure. So I think, the halfway mark, I always picture, we've been climbing the hill. We've been tested. Easy wins, tough losses. We've been tested now in wrestling and in basketball. And now is where we start building and planning for the postseason. You want to be at your best when it matters. And when it really matters is postseason, those regional, the state. And so I think coaches, they're feeling that. The kids are feeling that. They're like, okay, we don't have any excuses anymore. We've played half our games. We're halfway through the season. Now I need to start performing. Now I need to start producing. And I think that you will see kids rise to the challenge. And that's honestly what I love about sports, is you see kids rise to a challenge. You set the bar high for them. And they'll work their butt off to meet that standard. And that's just something that goes way beyond one season of high school sports. And so I love that.
As an activities director, though, you got to be pretty ecstatic, actually, that we've gotten to this point. We haven't had any postponements. We haven't had any cancellations. We've played the games. There's been some trips. I'll have to admit that. But we've played those games, and we're not worried about rescheduling. So this has got to be kind of a banner year for Mobridge Pollock, because by this time, usually, we're scrambling trying to find dates.
Well, I noticed you don't have any wood to knock on in here. So we'll just metaphorically knock on wood. But yeah, it has been nice. I mean, coming into a schedule that was pretty much set, you just pray that everything's going to go okay. And it's hard. Like, I think people don't understand everything that goes into a reschedule. It's not just the other team you're playing. It's the officials that were hired for that. And it's bus drivers. And, all across the state, we need people to help us get to places, whether it's a bus driver or a student manager. And yeah, so I've been so thankful that we haven't had any major delays or postponements. And yeah, I think that when all of that goes smoothly, then we can just focus on our kids, which is the best part.
Yeah, it's usually the southeast part of the state saying, you guys up north, we never postponed down here. And all of a sudden, they get a blizzard, and they're postponing everything.
They got hit hard. I mean, I'm thankful that we missed that, that's for sure.
Yeah, we were in Sioux Falls last weekend and made it out of there unscathed. Well, I'm not going to say unscathed, but without any weather problems, got back. Next week is a big week for the wrestling program.
Yes. I
wanted to hit on this a little bit because I don't think that the fans understand how important it is when you have a home wrestling meet, and we don't have very many. It used to be just one a year. Now it's two a year. I mean, the whole season, we only have two home meets.
Right.
So it's important for those fans to show up, to get there, and to support these kids that are working so hard towards a goal.
I think that, wrestling is one of the sports that the layperson, they don't go see a practice. They don't see, like, the hard work that's involved for those kids to stay in shape. And they go hard. Coach Nas has high expectations, and I'm always impressed and have respect for the physical exertion that wrestlers put out day in and day out. We do host a home meet every year, so it's a minimum of one event per year. And then we're in kind of like a quad where we rotate with like Fulton, Sully Buttes, and Linton. And so this is Mobridge's year to host. So, I would like to add to it. Next year, we will have new wrestling mats. So I want to do a whole big thing and I don't know if you induct wrestling mats, but we're going to do it.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make it a
not?
Thing. But so, yeah, so I'm so excited. Both of our home events are in the same week. And I think that showing our wrestlers support is so important. And it's not just the wrestlers. It's the coaches, the assistants. And when parents see other parents and community members support their kid, I can't tell you how that feels. I mean, it's like we know as parents how hard our kid is working. But when other people show up and they're like, wow, they're doing so great, and they're clapping or whatever. It is so special, and it becomes our squad of kids, and that's what I want.
And wrestling has changed the last couple of years. Now it's all inclusive. We've got some great young ladies that are wrestling now, which, you know, maybe 10, 20 years ago, that would have been unheard of. It was such a misnomer. But now these young ladies that are competing for Mobridge Pollock, they are determined. They have goals. They want to do this. They want to go to regionals. They want to do well there. They want to win a state championship. And so you're not only supporting one group of boys, but you're supporting a whole wrestling team now.
And we're on the cusp of really breaking out with girls wrestling. And, you know, the state of South Dakota brought that to fruition last year. And you see so many girls only tournaments now. They've got their own division or their own entire tournament at night. You know, our girls go to a girls only meet in Pierre next week. And that'll be a big group of competition for the young ladies. But I'm so proud of them. And it's nice to see that where those old gender stereotypes, those are going away. And I love that because women are so beautiful and strong. And so I love celebrating that.
And also next week, it seems like we've got a bunch of home games in a row. We've got one trip down to Chamberlain, but we've got a good stretch of home games. And so no excuse. There's nothing on TV. I mean, all the shows are already, you know, in post whatever. So now you got a chance to come to the school and participate in watching a game. But not only that, but you've done something during the varsity basketball games at halftime that have a lot of people excited and a lot of people wanting to come and maybe win a little cash.
You know, I do these campaigns and I seek out ways to get butts in the seats, and I'm really excited about the Basket Buck Splits because it's also supporting our local economy. The tourism is donating Mobridge Bucks, so our shootout winners get Mobridge Bucks, and that goes right back into the town. The kids that help me sell the tickets for that, like NHS and student groups like that, these are groups that also give back to our community. National Honor Society is always doing things for people in need, and I would do anything to help that group. So yeah, it's like I want to get everybody excited, not just about, you know, winning the game, but yeah, who doesn't want to shoot a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer in a half court in front of hundreds?
Yeah.
I mean, all their friends that are going to make fun of them if they miss, who wouldn't want to? But yeah, I'm excited. I try to, you know, with the junior class parents, they're doing fundraising for post-prom. I'm trying to do something for our town and then just other themes. Like you'll see our kids dressed up. Like our student section is rocking right now. The other night they had their grout fits on, which was all gray. And they're so creative. And it should be an experience and an event. You know what I mean? It should be something that you are going to miss out if you're not there in person.
Yeah, some of the most important memories that I made in high school were some of those fun events that we did as a student body that had nothing to do with school, but it was about, you know, rooting on your basketball program or your football program or whatever in silly ways, but they were lasting memories.
They were, and I just love seeing our kids come together and, you know, their common goal, whether it's to rustle up the other team or get our kids fired up. I just like seeing them work together. And yeah, of course, I'm impressed with our crowd, but our students, I see them every day. And so I'm always encouraging them, got to come to the game tonight. You got to whatever. And so it's fun.
I see you brought a whole bunch of notes. Is there something on there that you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to like iron out next week's schedule just so there's no questions. Of course, we have our doubleheader tomorrow at home versus Crow Creek. Thursday, the wrestlers head to Miller. Saturday, they're at Potter County. But next week, we've got the two home wrestling events and as well as a basketball doubleheader against McLaughlin. So Monday the 15th is our round robin wrestling event. It's also going to be our senior night. So we want to honor senior Wyatt Winches that night. And then on Thursday, we're kind of splitting duty. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that it wasn't done on purpose or, you know, I'm not trying to make people make the hard decisions. decision of going to one or the other, but that was just what was set. And so we're doing kind of like a throwback Thursday for basketball. So it's retro night down at Shear Howe. So all of you guys that are my age or older, you'll remember those crazy games down at Shear Howe, and we want to bring that energy as we play all four games, so two JV, two varsity, all in a row, starting at 4 o'clock at Shear Howe on Thursday the 18th. Wrestling on Thursday will be in at 5:30. That is our quad. Falkton, Linton, and Sully Buse come to that. And yeah, so if you have any questions, just reach out katie.conold@k12.sc.us.
You know, in your website, your high school website is a wealth. I look at it every morning. It's a wealth of information. It's not only got all the athletic events, but activities as well. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering what spring concerts are coming up, or you know, one act play or whatever, you just go to the website and right. You can find anything you need to know scheduling wise.
I try to really have the MobridgePollock.org site always up to date, because you know, things change, and even just minor time changes, I try to keep that up to date. But if there's anything you're ever wondering about, just reach out to me. That's no problem.
The school has a television station too. And I don't want to direct listeners away from Channel 7, but once in a while, flip over to 19. And most of the stuff that you want to know is on Channel 19 as well.
Yes. And if you like having apps on your phone, the MobridgePollock.org, the Our School, the activity scheduler mm-hmm. app does link into every time I enter on that. You can see it pop on the app. So you can follow your team. You can follow all our Mobridge teams on the app, or you can just put in maybe what your kids are in so you have reminders. But yeah, and if you need anything else, just reach out.
Right now, everybody's talking about State of the Union, State of the State, so on and so forth. What is the state of activities at MobridgePollock High School? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but
that's a big question. Like, that's a whole like interview on its own. But no, I appreciate that question. Like, I think some of our programs are still working on their identity. Like, this is what we're going to be known for. These are our foundational values. We have coaches that are in their first or second year. You know, mm-hmm. and so they're still seeking out that identity and trying to get buy-in from their kids and from the town and parents and things like that. And then we have more established programs that are, you know, they may have set the tone, but they're looking to rebrand and update what they expect from kids and how we're going to play and how we're going to compete. So I think that the state is that we are all supporting each other and we want what's best for kids. And we do that with few resources. We do that with few time, and we do it with a big heart, because you know, all of our coaches and staff are there for the kids. And so I think you'll see Mobridge Pollock activities continue to grow, and I just want everybody to know that what the public sees when you come to game night, or you're watching something online, or you're listening to the radio, that is the tip of the iceberg. That's the iceberg that's above the water that you see. But we know that there's a whole bunch below the surface that people don't get to see. And that's the practices and the extra time that our kids are putting into their craft and fostering their skills and growing their skills. And so, I would just want to know that our kids and our coaches are hungry to take it to the next level, and we're working for it.
All right. I thank you so much for taking time. I know you're very busy, but it means a lot. And again, thank you for coming in and doing Tiger Talk with us.
You bet. Thanks, Andy, for everything.
You bet. That's Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. We'll see you next week.